And you find in verse 10, my doctrine, theological area, manner of life, his life, biographies, history, purpose. Purpose speaks about goal setting, and there's only one area that is the goal, the will of God, the Word of God. And faith message, long suffering speaks about relationship. We must learn skills so that you don't simply get angry at people. There is a poor relationship. You learn how to relate, not only in words, in meaning, in tones, in attitudes, how to respect the elderly, how to treat those men older than you as fathers, women older than you as mothers, those of same age or younger than you as brothers and sisters in the Lord. Long suffering. And then we have the area of love. And that speaks about all the various aspects. We have covered theology, we have covered biblical perspective, we have covered faith, we have covered relationship, and we also need to cover the other two areas of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And what's the other area? One more. What's that? Let me repeat them. We have doctrine, theological aspects. We have historical, biographical, biblical, faith, Christian experience, that is relationship, and then the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Six various areas. So we have there in doctrine, theological, manner of life, historical, purpose, biblical, faith principle, long suffering, relationship. Then we have love, and then perseverance, which cover the other two aspects. And perseverance, if you look carefully, relates to the gifts of the Spirit. Although it doesn't look like it, let me prove to you. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I did some study on the different aspects. In chapter 12, verse 12, it says, truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. It looks like the most unlikely candidate, but perseverance relates to the gifts of the Spirit flowing out from our life. How to draw it forth. And it speaks about all these different aspects of preparation and training in our life. These leads us to, as the last one he mentioned was perseverance, which by that stage, signs and wonders will come forth in your life. And that's when there will be a different realm of working in your life. There are these other aspects too in chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, for and in righteousness. There are five different areas that the word is applied to. Five different areas. You notice, doctrine refers to the theological area. And then you also have reproof, which talks about rebuttal. And then correction. Correction speaks more in principle. And reproof speaks more of persons. So reproof tells us, the Word of God teaches us how to evaluate history and biographies of men of God. You don't swallow everything. You learn to screen it through the Word. Correction speaks about the biblical basis of how to divide it correctly. Then you have instruction. And the word instruction is training. It's like training in relationships. And then the other two, in righteousness, the end result of everything. So of these six areas, five of them are found in the Word of God, because there's one that is an overall area that works side by side, the Word and the Spirit, the charismatic area. And that's to tell us that as we flow into all those rivers that God has for our life, as we are established in what Paul says, equipped as a man of God, this Bible is still our key. When you're studying theology, you come back here. Biblical studies, you come back here. When you're looking at Bible biographies and history, you don't swallow it whole. You evaluate from the Word. When you're looking at Christian life and practice and relationship, you come back to this point here. It's always the beginning and the end. That's the Word of God. And it says this is how the man of God is equipped for every good work. We are made complete in Him. By the third stage, Timothy would have reached man of God, the area. Now you notice that in the first three stages, it was not clear cut necessarily which fivefold office he stands in. At the beginning of your call in ministry, we may not even know clearly what are the offices God has called us to, or what office. Sometimes we know, but it doesn't come up in clarity. I know one man of God who when I first knew him 5 years ago, he felt he was an evangelist. Through time, he felt that he was a prophet. Recently, he found that he was a teacher. And also becoming a pastor. So which is he? Maybe all four, I don't know. But the two didn't come out at all. The prophet part of him and the evangelist part of him didn't come out yet. And I can't judge him whether it's really God or not. It may be. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. But we have to flow with what God is working right now in our life. We cannot sit at home wishing to preach to 30,000 because God called you to be a worldwide evangelist when you haven't even preached to 20. We have to take what comes into our hand. Whatever, be a good son to God. Be a good worker wherever you're planted. And the most important thing, before people recognize you, whether they are apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, let people recognize you as a man or woman of God. They say, I don't know who you are. I don't know whether you're apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. But I know one thing. You're a man of God. Or you're a woman of God. Let that be the most important thing first. And from there, one day, God brings you to number four. The real office you stand in. Until without any doubt, people know. If you want to know a prophet, that's him. If you want to know an evangelist, that's him. It took many years before Philip, in the book of Acts chapter 21, became known as Philip the Evangelist. Before them, he didn't even have a title like that. So in chapter 4, the conclusion, he says here in verse 5, but you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry. And in chapter 4, after you pass all those stages, you will discover who you really are in the ministry. It takes time, but one day you discover who you really are. And when you, there are several stages to number 4. That is, A, discover who you really are. B, be who you really are. and see, fulfill the fullness of who you really are. So you discover first, then you be, and then you do it to all your fullness and remain in the area. And it's important to add D to, don't overextend beyond who you really are. If you finally discover that you're a pastor, stop running around. Don't overextend beyond what you really are. I think people like Hagin, all that, is very wise. They know that he's not called to travel all over the world in this time. But by remaining where he is, he's a blessing to the world still. Although we would have wished that he could come here, or come at least once, which I did write to him. And one day he will, possibly, maybe before he goes on, or maybe he may not. But it's important to know our limits, which Paul tells Timothy. And the last words that we should be able to speak are like what Paul said in his ministry, that when you face God face to face, you're able to say, you have finished the fullness of the ministry he gave to you. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for this glorious book. Father, we thank you for this glorious book. Thank you, O God, that you have been with us. You teach us your ministry, O God. And Father, we pray that you seal the fullness of that ministry you have in each life here. Only you know the fullness of the call in each life. And some of them, Lord, are just in the beginning area. And Father, for some it has been a long, hard, winding road. We pray the spirit of encouragement will come upon their life, that they may press on to the upward call that God has for their lives. Thank you, O God. Seal these words in our lives tonight and cause us all to be a blessing to society at large and to the whole world, that they may know we are Christians by our love, that they may know they were sent by you, by our holiness and our godliness. Oh Father God, confirm your word in each life. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We will minister to any of you who need other personal ministry with the other pastors here on the right side of this auditorium. Just line up and outside here, those who need ministry. And there are those pastors and ministers who minister with me, and they will begin to minister to you even right there. God bless you as you go. Let's give Jesus a good clap offering as we go. Amen.